This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The American dream, that his last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Tim Matheson is back with us. Last time we talked to him, he was his book, Damn Glad to Meet You, My 7 Decades in the Hollywood Trenches. Tim, how you doing?
Good, Randy. How are you?
I'm doing great. And listen, right after we talked, I ordered your book and thoroughly enjoyed it, and it was interesting to me to read all the different aspects of your career, and of course everybody knows you from Animal House as Otter, and I can't imagine how many times during a day people come up to you and say, damn glad to meet you.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's always, you know, it's always a treat that people can shorthand, you know, a quote like that, or there's a variety of quotes from Animal House people use. When the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor, forget it, he's rolling. But that was the first comedy I ever did, and I had to fight to get in the door to audition for it. They didn't want to see me because I'd never done a comedy before, and they said, no, he's a surfer or a cowboy. Because I had long hair, and that's what I'd done before.
Right. Well, you're talking about going to the Belushi house for, I think it was Thanksgiving. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, because Judy entertained everybody for John, because John was flying back to New York and doing Saturday Night Live on Wednesday nights, and he was only on in Eugene, Oregon, where we were shooting Animal House, Monday and Tuesday and half a day Wednesday. To do the show.
Wow. And I was kind of fascinated too, Tim, about after every single project as an actor, you thought you were done. And I think that's kind of the life of an actor, right?
That's it. I mean, I was a freelance actor. I had a 4-year period I was under contract. I was one of the last contract players at Universal. And so there was a period where I was working, you know, getting paid every week, which was like a unique experience for an actor. But typically the minute you finished a show, you were off the books. You were not getting paid anymore, and you had to get to go out and hustle your next job. Yeah. You had to find the next thing you were going to get paid for so you can pay the rent.
Man, it's almost like the life of a disc jockey, to be honest with you. But we're talking to Tim Matheson here on the National Defense, and then along comes West Wing, and now comes this blockbuster Virgin River, the 7th season coming up on Thursday, and you play Doc. And I got to tell you, man, I was not going to watch Virgin River. I mean, it's not my kind of show. It's not my kind of thing. I am sucked into this. I cannot wait till Thursday, and you are excellent in it, even when you're performing brain surgery.
with a power tool.
at some guy's house. Yeah, I thought that was fantastic.
That was inventive, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But thank you. You know, it's great fun to do the show, and it's you know, it's about a bunch of crazy oddballs who live in a small town and learn how to get along with each other and fall in love and help each other get through, you know, get through the day.
There does not appear to me to be any virgins in Virgin River. Is that true?
Not if I have anything to do with it.
We're talking to Tim Matheson here on the National Defense, and I watched the season finale. Hey, you got some dance moves, man.
Oh, thank you. I keep trying. There's a lot of changes coming up in this new season that premieres March 12th, this Thursday.
Yeah,
and you know, your stories are moving forward and changing and evolving.
Well, you can't say there's no shortage of plot lines in Virgin River. I mean, everybody's got something going on, right?
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, and it's as an actor, it's always exciting for us to get the new scripts and see, okay, this year, what's going to happen? We're getting ready to start the eighth season shooting in April.
Oh wow.
So yeah. So it's a great treat, you know, to play such a wonderful character.
Well, and you, your character is great. Everybody that's on the show does a great job, but it's got to be kind of mind-boggling for you to go from Otter to West Wing to now Doc on Virgin River. I mean, what a wealth of diversity for you, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. And you know, it's interesting, because we discovered, you know, in I think it's third or fourth season that Doc Mullins, who I play, had been a doctor in Vietnam in the service.
Yeah. So interesting.
You know, and it was, so I did a lot of research about, you know, I mean, I was in the Marine Corps. And so, in 1967 through 72, and, Marine Corps Reserve. So I did not go to Vietnam, but I was in the, you know, the service. So I was familiar with that world. And, but to be a doctor in the field in Vietnam, I mean, that when they put that beat into this character, that really located that character for me and grounded the character for me, and it was something that I really resonated with.
Yeah, we just did a show at Camp Pendleton in San Diego, and had Robert Irvine out there, celebrity chef, fed 350 hungry Marines, and you know, the thing that struck me, and we just started doing that, we're doing the called the Back to Bases 10 City Tour, and
oh man, it's great.
It was amazing to me to see you kind of forget until you see these men and women that are serving, how young. I mean, you know, 19, 20, 21 years old.
Yep.
And they're just passionate about it, and they're so excited to do their job, and it just makes you proud.
Absolutely. You know, and I think it's you know, as much as it changed my life being in the military, and I think it's an important lesson that the young people today could learn a lot from. You know, if we in our country had to donate 1 or 2 years of service to our country, whether in the military or whether in the Peace Corps or whether in some type of educational service or just some service to each other, I think it would help unite us as a country, as people. And and also, I mean, I grew up as a human being and as a man, and it taught me so much about myself and about helping others serving in the Marine Corps.
And speaking of that, watching Virgin River last night in the finale and the wedding to see the Dress Blues show up. That was pretty cool.
Oh, I know. I was impressed by that. That was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, the writing on that show is... it's got to be constant. I mean, there's just so much going on.
Yeah.
Right. But it's so good, though.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Now, do you get to, or do you strictly just stick to a script, or do you get to improv a little bit with your character?
We get to play around. They trust us. As, you know, we've been with the show for so long and the characters for so long. And so we have some input, I love the writers, and as an actor, I try and deliver what they put down on the page. And if I want to make any changes or any suggestions I have, I'll bring them up earlier to the producers and the writers and talk to them about it and say, hey, it feels like this might be work better here or there. And, you know, typically it will go along with it if it's a, you know, based on a character thing.
And where's that show filmed?
We shoot up in British Columbia in Vancouver.
Okay.
And in Canada. And
beautiful.
It's gorgeous. And it's set in the Humboldt County up in Northern California mountains. And it's a pretty good double for that. You know, I mean, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous up in Vancouver.
No, it's a great show. Seventh season of Virgin River coming back on Thursday. Tim, thanks for the time again. Great talking to you, man.
Randy, good talking to you. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
At a Colorado food distribution event, a Vietnam veteran simply known as Tony moves constantly between vehicles loading groceries and greeting neighbors. Tony volunteers with veteran service organizations providing food boxes to hundreds of military families annually. He says volunteering gave him renewed purpose after retirement. Seeing need firsthand motivates him to return week after week. It hurts to see people struggling, he explains, but it's nice to give back. For Tony, service didn't end when he left Vietnam. It just changed uniforms. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years. And I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time. David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. and I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bot, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Welcome back into the National Defense. Nate Herron here in the studio, and it is time again as spring has sprung across America and people are getting back to work outside. And we got the best-selling vehicle in the United States, the Ford F-150. That Ford F-Series is really dialing it up for our next calendar year, and we are joined by Austin Solomina, the Super Duty retail brand manager, Ford Pro, from our good friends up in Michigan. How are you doing today, Austin?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
So we've got this. We're making the trucks bigger. We're getting more clearance. Tell us what folks can expect if they're devotees of the F Series, or if they're looking to dip their toe into those vehicles. What we've got on tap here for the stable of cars and the stable of trucks.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started talking about the 27 model year Super Duty in January at the Detroit Auto Show, where we reviewed our partnership with Carhartt, and part of that is the Super Duty Carhartt that you'll see launching here soon. But we're excited to share even more news for 27 model year. A lot of that is focused around off-road capability. We have our Tremor package expanding to XL on the STX package. We have our work truck XL off-road coming for fleets and commercial customers that need to go off-road to get the job done. And what we did is we saw a lot of customer feedback, did a lot of social skimming, and took direct requests from customers as to what they need their trucks to do more. And we built that from the factory. And we saw customers actually building, you know, an STX Tremor-style package themselves. And we said, you know what, let's deliver that directly to them from the factory.
See, that's all the questions I had. And, technology, for everything bad it has brought us, it's got some good stuff, too, when you can go and you can go to Ford sites or go to a dealer and you can pick kind of and choose all those little things. Do you guys do the Ford engineers, marketing people, do you guys look at what people are building on the website and then like, hey, you know what? We got enough people that are trying to put this particular package together. Maybe we explore that further. Is that how that works?
Certainly part of it. There's nothing better than getting that direct feedback from our field teams, our customers, and our dealers, too. So that anecdotal feedback is a big part of it. And it's really what's enabled us to make what is the most offered capable Super Duty lineup ever.
Yeah.
Now that we have Tremor on all of our trim series.
You don't want to go too far down that road because then you end up with the Homer Simpson car of the future. You know, too much input for people who don't know what they're talking about. I don't think there's any of these FCs that have the bubble windshield over it, but you mentioned the new long box configuration XL STX. What's the dimensions on it? What are we talking on that?
Yeah, so the Tremor package up until 26 model year has been available on our 6 3/4 foot box. Now we are bringing that to our 8 foot box, which customers will know as our 176 inch wheelbase. Really what that is our customers need to haul more in the bed, and it's preferred for fifth wheel and gooseneck towing, and so we're bringing that optionality to customers to be able to opt for both bed sizes now with Tremor. And that's on XLT Lariat, King Ranch, and Platinum.
Most of our listeners, I would say, are truck guys, truck families. I am unfortunately not one of them. I'm seeing a lot here about the new, you know, the 35-inch tire package. What's going on with the tires on these things?
Yeah, so great question. The XL 30 off-road 35-inch tire package comes in for our fleet and commercial customers on our XL work truck. So we have, in 23 model year, we came to market with our 33-inch tire package on XL. And the feedback from customers was, if they need to go more off-road to get the job done, we need to be able to deliver 35-inch tires like we have on the Tremor package on the XL trim. So this is great for our fleet and commercial customers that have jobs that take them off-road, and they need enhanced ride height, better clearance, skid plates, and the 35-inch tires that come along with that.
I remember when Ford, it was a couple years ago, down in New Mexico, the Anasazi Ruins, I think, was the national park down there, and there was some fire abatement support that Ford was a part of. And I'm guessing that, you know, the forestry workers, your arborists, your fire people, that extra wheel clearance probably comes in pretty handy. But you don't have to be uncomfortable just because you're working extra hard. Tell us about what's on this Platinum trim series. It looks like you guys, I don't think there's any, you don't have any sort of aromatherapy options in it, but beyond that, you've got a lot of things.
Yeah, no, you know, you hit on a great point there, too, with forestry. So we have a 37% market share in the forestry industry. So a lot of those top industries of the essential economy do rely on Ford Super Duty to get that job done. And, of course, there are customers that want to be able to get the job done more comfortably. So, yeah, we're bringing Platinum Chassis Cab to market in 27 model year. And the feedback from customers was that they wanted a lot of the premium tech and comfort and exterior upgrades that come along with the Platinum trim series on the Platinum pickup, but they needed it in a chassis cab because they needed to put a bed on it. They needed it for things like short haul and hot shot towing. And these customers are spending a lot of time in their trucks, so it makes sense why they're requesting a lot of the creature comforts that come with the Platinum package.
Now, that chassis cab, is that only on the F550 model, or do they have that for other ones?
It'll be available on the 350, 450, and 550.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys have got a lot of exciting stuff coming up. Where can folks find more information on the 27 F-Series?
Yeah, you can head to fromtheroad.ford.com and find out more in our press release there. We'll have more to talk about in May as we open up our order bank for ordering, and you'll see the 27 model year Super Duty on the ground at the end of the year.
fromtheroad.ford.com. Austin, thank you so much for joining us today. We're looking forward to seeing these 27 beasts out on the road shortly.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you much. You've been listening to The National Defense.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161. Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest-standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Phil, how are you? Welcome back to the show.
Nice to be back. We're thinking about all of you, especially now, all our brave servicemen and women. We love you, and we're sending you all our best wishes, and we want you to stay safe.
Hey, thank you so much for that. I really appreciate that. Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Phil Rosenthal is back with us and his daughter, Lily, and it's so great to have you here. Hi, Lily. How you doing?
So good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. You got a new children's book, which I just read a few days ago to my 15-month-old granddaughter, Gloria.
Oh, boy.
And I got to tell you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. She loved the pictures. She loved everything about it. And, Phil, she already had kind of a familiarity with you because our daughter would always, when she wakes up in the morning, she sings her the theme song from Somebody Feed Phil. Phil. And
oh my God, that's so funny.
That's the cutest thing I ever heard.
It is so good.
I love that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
We're very happy. I get to work with my daughter, so what could be better?
Oh man, that is so cool. The book Just Try It, Someplace New, and the book comes out on March 10th. And how is that working with your dad, Lily?
Oh my God, it's so much fun. We like to say we just do these books as an excuse to spend more time together.
Oh, that's so cool. And this is a great book for any age of kids, but it is it's kind of a life lesson, isn't it, Phil? I mean, anytime now she doesn't want to go to her grandma's because she doesn't know if her grandma's going to just serve broccoli all the time or have rocks in her bed. And so you know, her dad just says, just try it. And that's
right.
That's kind of your philosophy, isn't it? I mean, I know it is with food.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's kind of been the whole key to success is trying new things. I never wrote a script before I wrote a script, right?
Hmm.
I never had a food and travel show until I tried having a food and travel show. I never had a diner before I tried having a diner. All these things, we have to try them in life.
Yeah.
That's all life is trying new things. Yeah. We wouldn't be able to get out of bed unless we tried getting out of bed.
Right. Right. I love that outlook. We're talking to Phil and Lily Rosenthal here on the National Defense and the new book, Just Try It, Someplace New. And Lily, speaking of diners, I know that you are very much involved in Max and Helen's, and that's the
yes.
the new diner that just opened with your grandparents' name on it. And I believe it's in Larchmont. Is that right?
It is Larchmont Village. It's our neighborhood back at home
in Los Angeles. There's a Larchmont, New York, but this one's in L.A.
Yeah, yeah, and I love that area of L.A. And Lily, I read somewhere that there were like 6 and 8 hour waits to get into this place.
Yeah, on the weekends it's a little more hectic, but during the week it's not so bad. I promise.
That is so cool. That is, and it's all, and Phil, it's like comfort food, right? I mean, matzo balls and things like that.
You got it. Yeah, yeah. It's just a very good version of a diner is what we're trying to do. Just with the best possible ingredients, a great chef and Nancy Silverton and my son-in-law, Lily's husband, who runs the whole place, and makes these beautiful, beautiful versions of foods that you know.
That is so cool. I can't think, our daughter just moved from L.A., and I can't think of another
yeah.
place like that around Los Angeles.
There's, you know, we're kind of losing diners in America, and they're very important. They become the centers of communities, and that was the main goal, was to have a kind of anchor to the neighborhood.
And Lily, when your dad goes on these fabulous food adventures, do you get to go, or does he bring some back?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'll go with him, and it's really fun. And if I can't go with him on that trip, he always brings back snacks and toys and fun things from whatever place he is.
We're talking to Phil and Lily Rosenthal here on the National Defense. Their new book, Just Try It, Someplace New. And Phil, when I was reading this book, it's kind of like I've lived my life. You just kind of fake it till you make it, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what Just Trying It is all about. You know, a lot of times I have to, when my brother, who produces the show with me, wants me to do things that are out of my comfort zone, the way to get through it for me, as terrified as I am, is I pretend that I'm brave.
I love your brother.
And that's the key. It is fake it till you make it. It really is. What would a brave person do in this situation?
Oh,
I guess they would jump in that cold water. Okay. Yeah. And then you do it.
I had I worked with the national headquarters of the VFW for a few years, and they came to me one day and they said, "Do you do media training?" And I said, "Well, of course I do." And I've never done media training. And and they said, "Well, we're going to put you in charge of media training for the incoming officers." And I go, "That's fantastic!"
Wow.
And they said, "Do you have some kind of a synopsis of what how you do things?" And I said, sure. And so I looked up synopsis, and then I did media training for the VFW for 5 years.
So we're advocating lying today.
That's right. That's right. When you go to work today, just pretend that you can do anything that they ask you to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we recommend it.
Maybe you should go into politics.
Yeah. Well, I'm not that good at lying. We're talking to Phil and Rosenthal here on the National Defense. This is, it's such a great book. And the illustrations, Lily, who did the illustrations for this book? They're great.
A wonderful illustrator named Luke Flowers. We get to work with him, and he's just a super talent. We love Luke.
I mean, if your name is Luke Flowers, you better be a children's book illustrator with that name.
It is kind of perfect, isn't it? Yeah,
right.
He's great. He's great. The kids love the drawings. Yeah.
That is so good. Yeah, it's just a great book.
We do too.
Just try it someplace new. Guys, Phil, great to have you back on the show. Lily, nice to meet you. Thank you so much for the time and for the great
so nice to meet you.
The great new book. And if you think about it, who is your favorite children's book author? Is it Dr. Seuss? Is it Shel Silverstein? Or is it CNN national correspondent Renee Marsh? Because Renee, how are you?
Hi, what an intro, huh, to be put in that category with all those
greats. I mean, well, listen, this is your second children's book. It's called The Nature of Change. Your first one was The Miracle Workers, Boy versus Beast.
Yeah.
And I love this book, and it talks about mindfulness and the peace that's found in nature. Why is that so important?
So, Randy, thanks so much for having me. I mean, I wrote this book, which I feel is certainly a book for now, because I think we all realize and recognize how much our world changes literally by the second. Mm. Anytime you pick up a newspaper or turn on the TV, there is a change. And, you know, it can be overwhelming for adults. And if it is overwhelming for us, imagine what it feels like for kids. And, you know, the thing that I notice is that we all oftentimes, when we talk about mental health and taking care of ourselves, especially when we're overwhelmed, we always talk about it in the frame of just adults, among adults, mental health among adults, and maybe older kids, but not so much for the ages 4 to 9, for which this book is geared towards. And I would just challenge parents in that it's never too early to start these practices of, you know, helping kids to be mentally strong. I oftentimes liken it to like going to the gym. We have to start working out those muscles of hope and determination and resilience in order to truly have them strengthened and ready when we actually need them. And that's what is the goal of this book. It is a tool for parents to begin to teach these really abstract concepts of hope, resilience, and determination to in an age-appropriate way. And it uses nature as a metaphor to do that. And so, instead of parents trying to over-explain what determination means, they just simply need to point to the trees who maybe it's lost a limb, maybe it's lost all of its leaves, but it's still standing. Hmm. You know, maybe the spider has had to rebuild its web once the storm has passed.
I love that.
And maybe it's rebuilding for the 100th time, but it still does it, and that's resilience. This book was born out of a very difficult time for me. And to put it fairly blunt, it's when the bottom of my entire life fell out. Mm. I lost my 2-year-old son, Blake, to pediatric brain cancer just 1 month after his second birthday. And I spent a lot of time just sitting in my backyard with nature and received some of the most profound messages from the nature around me. And so that those lessons are the inspiration for this book. And in that time, I thought, gosh, this is really hard to navigate. And so this book is an effort to prepare kids for that thing that might be really hard to navigate in their life one day.
Yeah, that's a great message. We're talking to Renee Marsh here on the National Defense, CNN's national correspondent, and the new book, The Nature of Change, Lessons of Determination, Resilience, and Hope from the Outside World. And Renee, it's so true. I do a lot of camping, and I find that any time I've gone camping, those are some of the best moments in my life. And I've done a lot of things in my life. But, I mean, to be out there with nature and to reflect on everything going on. And you're right. I mean, things are changing by the second right now. And we just have, I call her new. She's not new. A 15-month-old granddaughter, our very first one.
Oh.
And to be able to see that. Thank you. To be able to see things through her eyes now and to kind of refocus on things that she needs to know and things that she needs to hold on to. And you're right. I mean, those kinds of things, that hope and determination and just really appreciating every little thing is so important.
Yeah, I mean, as a grandfather, I mean, this is the thing. Like, we want to make sure that we are equipping the kids in our lives long before they even need any of these lessons.
Right.
At least that is the thought here, so that it is not so hard to overcome. And then the secondary thing here is, you know, I hope that this book also just sparks a relationship and a love for the outdoors. I know a lot of parents struggle with screen time, and but I'm hoping that, you know, with this book, it'll get kids curious to want to answer the question, what can I learn from nature today? I mean, on my website, we have a journal that accompanies this book that is a totally free download, but it has prompts for the kids to actually spend some time outside and write down what lessons am I receiving from nature today? So that's the next added bonus. But I think, you know, if anything, this is a starting point for parents, maybe even to start asking that question on a daily basis. So it goes beyond the book. You know, you have the three lessons in the book, but this is something that can carry on even long beyond story time, to just encouraging them to slow down, encouraging them to pay attention and focus their minds enough to receive a message, encouraging them to get outside, and also encouraging them to appreciate nature.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so important. And I know that you have a daughter. How old is your daughter now?
She's going to be 3 in about, let's see, like 3 weeks from now.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Fun stage.
And so what kind of books do you read her? What kind of stories do you tell her? I mean, and you know, as a CNN national correspondent, you're used to telling stories. So I can imagine you do a pretty good job of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, she loves reading, just as my late son loved books as well. I'm always extremely flattered when she picks up one of my books. But, you know, we read all of the regulars. You mentioned Dr. Seuss, which is a classic in our house. She likes The Little Engine That Could. there's so many titles, and I do think that that's the beauty of children's books. It enables parents to begin to teach these larger lessons through stories that, again, are age appropriate. And we have the routine of reading to her every single night. So we get at the minimum 2 books. She's at the stage where she never wants to go to bed, so it's always one more. So sometimes it's like 5 books before bed.
Sure, right.
Which you'll get to that. You'll see that soon. Like, they're
they
don't understand that one day they will want to go to sleep very early, but now at this stage she does not want to sleep. So
right.
About 3 to 5 books a night, we're reading. And she learns so much from these stories. And, you know, the kids now are certainly not the kids of, like, back in the day.
Right.
Decades ago.
Right.
So much smarter. Oh. They pick up on these lessons. So a lot of things that we think are maybe a little bit too highbrow for them, many times we're underselling what they're capable of.
That is, wow, that is so true. And I have the tendency to do that. And it's, I mean, you're right. They're so much smarter now. They're so much more aware of things going on. And things, like you said, you know, things are moving so fast. So this is great. The illustrations are great. The nature of change. Lessons of determination, resilience, and hope from the outside world. Renee Marsh. And if you go to reneemarsh.com, that's the website you're talking about, reneemarsh.com, and you can check out the journals and all of those things. So, Renee, great to talk to you. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, so great to chat with you, and I really enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So, ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Since 2003, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
When customers walk into your business, the feeling they get matters. Fresh, clean paint tells them they're in the right place. Eagle Eye Painting helps offices, shops, and restaurants feel welcoming and professional. We work around your hours, keep things neat, and finish on schedule with clear communication the whole way. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to work with you in English or Spanish. Give your business the fresh look it deserves. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for a friendly, no-pressure estimate. That's 530-410 or visit 530painter.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Country fans, are you ready? Jump up those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Actually.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you want to be a professional football player?
I did. I did. I had a lot of different journeys, but football was one of them. The military was another road that I considering going down, and then I ended up finding myself in the world of pretend.
Yeah. much safer in the world of pretend.
Yes, of course.
do you have some military in your family?
You know, my family was all either police or firefighters or that sense. My grandfathers and stuff were military. You know, fire and police were more, but I was basically. Yeah.
Well, so when you found out about this this new series, and I watched episode one, excellent stuff. Did you know a lot about JFK, or his dad, or how much of that did you know?
Well, you know, my mother and my grandmother, my whole life spoke about JFK Jr. And JFK and Carolyn were loved by so many. And their story is known around the world. And so just for this show in particular, you know, it's something that I think a lot of people connect with, and it's a good, it's just a good, you know, moment in time that people can kind of, they can go back and see the 90s and remember life before social media and phones.
Right. Well, and it, you know, that is kind of nostalgic, especially how the series starts with the airplane, and to kind of go back and think about those. And they were really simpler times. I mean, when you didn't rely on a lot of technology. But, you know, to imagine yourself as that kind of a personality born into a family like that, where there are so many expectations of you and so much pressure. Can you relate to that at all?
Yeah. You know, I had a very, emotional upbringing. I've been, you know, since 8 years old, I've been going through it in a way emotionally, with family and life and things. So I had to grow up very, very young. I grew up at the age of eight, I call it. And so, yeah, I relate to stuff like that. And of course I played football in college, and I blew up my knee and had to figure out that new road, and then got into the world of filmmaking. And so, you know, it's been a great journey. But yeah.
We're talking to Noah Fernley here on the National Defense, Ryan Murphy's love story, the number one show, by the way, on Hulu and Disney, and new episodes air every Thursday. And you know, for you to get this role, that had to be first of all with Ryan Murphy. Yeah, Ryan Murphy calls you, you just go yes, right?
Yeah, I mean, Ryan's making, he has so many shows in the pipeline, and he's always making and producing and creating. So, I mean, yeah, when Ryan Murphy calls for a show, you answer.
Right. And is everything that you've done up to this point, is this like the pinnacle right now of where you are?
I would say, you know, I worked on a film a couple of years ago, maybe it was a year ago, and it just came out recently. It was with Chris Pratt.
Mercy.
Mercy, yeah. So I worked on the film Mercy, and, you know, I wasn't there for too long. I was on the film, you know, just a short time. But, you know, I spoke with Chris, and, I mean, wow, I grew up watching Chris Pratt. And he was a guy that I looked up to, and I walked onto this set, and, you know, a newer kid, young kid, you know, didn't want to overstep anyone, and I was in the same room as him, and when we were holding, and he was over in the corner in my chair, and I didn't want to bother him, and just the nicest individual. He looks over at me, and he's like, hey, you, what's your name? Come over and sit next to me. And I'm like, me, what do you mean? Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, cool. Of course, Chris Pratt. Yeah. And I sat with him, and just, I mean, he changed my freaking perspective that day, because I have filmed a lot of movies, little movies, but as the lead role, let's call it. But I've been the lead of a lot of littler movies that a lot of people haven't seen.
Ryan Murphy's love story. New episodes here every Thursday, Hulu and Disney. Congratulations on all your success. And, man, it's going to be fun to watch your career.
Thank you, Randy. I appreciate it. Thanks.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HYBRID to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.